Section 3, God's Reserves, the Tithe. Chapter 12, A Test of Loyalty. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. This scripture teaches that God, as the giver of all our benefits, has a claim upon them all, that his claim should be our first consideration, and that a special blessing will attend all who honor this claim. Herein is set forth a principle that is seen in all God's dealings with men. The Lord placed our first parents in the Garden of Eden. He surrounded them with everything that could minister to their happiness, and he bade them acknowledge him as the possessor of all things. In the garden he caused to grow every tree that was pleasant to the eye or good for food, but among them he made one reserve. Of all else, Adam and Eve might freely eat, but of this one tree God said, "Thou shalt not eat of it." Here was the test of their gratitude and loyalty to God. So the Lord has imparted to us heaven's richest treasure in giving us Jesus. With him he has given us all things richly to enjoy. The productions of the earth, the bountiful harvests, the treasures of gold and silver, are his gifts. Houses and lands, food and clothing, he has placed in the possession of men. He asks us to acknowledge him as the giver of all things, and for this reason he says, "Of all your possessions I reserve a tenth for myself, besides gifts and offerings, which are to be brought into my storehouse." This is the provision God has made for carrying forward the work of the gospel. It was by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who gave his life for the life of the world, that this plan for systematic giving was devised. He who left the royal courts, who laid aside his honor as commander of the heavenly hosts, who clothed his divinity with humanity in order to uplift the fallen race, he who for our sake became poor that we through his poverty might be rich, has spoken to men, and in his wisdom has told them his own plan for sustaining those who bear his message to the world. God's reserves of time and means. The very same language is used concerning the Sabbath as in the law of the tithe: the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Man has no right nor power to substitute the first day for the seventh. He may pretend to do this, nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure. The customs and teachings of men will not lessen the claims of the divine law. God has sanctified the seventh day, that specified portion of time, set apart by God himself for religious worship, continues as sacred today as when first hallowed by our Creator. In like manner a tithe of our income is holy unto the Lord. The New Testament does not reenact the law of the tithe, as it does not that of the Sabbath, for the validity of both is assumed, and their deep spiritual import explained. While we as a people are seeking faithfully to give to God the time which he has reserved as his own, shall we not also render to him that portion of our means which he claims? Possessions as well as income to be tithed. As did Abraham, they are to pay tithe of all they possess and all they receive. A faithful tithe is the Lord's portion. To withhold it is to rob God. Every man should freely and willingly and gladly bring tithes and offerings into the storehouse of the Lord, because in so doing there is a blessing. There is no safety in withholding from God his own portion. For every dispensation. Such, referring to the experience of Abraham and Jacob in paying tithe, was the practice of patriarchs and prophets before the establishment of the Jews as a nation. But when Israel became a distinct people, the Lord gave them definite instruction upon this point: all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's, it is holy unto the Lord. This law was not to pass away with the ordinances and sacrificial offerings that typified Christ. As long as God has a people upon the earth, his claims upon them will be the same. A tithe of all our increase is the Lord's. He has reserved it to himself, to be employed for religious purposes. It is holy. Nothing less than this has he accepted in any dispensation. A neglect or postponement of this duty will provoke the divine displeasure. If all professed Christians would faithfully bring their tithes to God, His treasury would be full. Designed as a great blessing. The special system of tithing was founded upon a principle which is as enduring as the law of God. This system of tithing was a blessing to the Jews, else God would not have given it them. So also will it be a blessing to those who carry it out to the end of time. Our Heavenly Father did not originate the plan of systematic benevolence to enrich Himself, but to be a great blessing to man. He saw that this system of beneficence was just what man needed. 9/10 worth more than the 10. Many have pitied the lot of the Israel of God in being compelled to give systematically, besides making liberal offerings yearly. An all-wise God knew best what system of benevolence would be in accordance with His providence, and has given His people directions in regard to it. It has ever proved that 9/10 are worth more to them than 10/10. A marked change from Jewish days. Of all our income we should make the first appropriation to God. In the system of beneficence enjoined upon the Jews, they were required either to bring to the Lord the first fruits of all His gifts, whether in the increase of their flocks or herds, or in the produce of their fields, orchards, or vineyards, or they were to redeem it by substituting an equivalent. How changed the order of things in our day! The Lord's requirements and claims, if they receive any attention, are left till the last. Yet our work needs tenfold more means now than was needed by that Jews. The great commission given to the apostles was to go throughout the world and preach the gospel. This shows the extension of the work, and the increased responsibility resting upon the followers of Christ in our day. If the law required tithes and offerings thousands of years ago, how much more essential are they now? If the rich and poor were to give a sum proportionate to their property in the Jewish economy, it is doubly essential now.